What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket punched, another soul collected by the termination train. Now, this article was published on the 16th of September. Pennsylvania man offlines his wife after she throws a book at him. Full stop. This is a topic that is so not talked about when it comes to domestic violation. The fact that women have no problems introducing weapons into the equation. We are definitely going to have a conversation about that one. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man is accused of shooting and offlining his wife after she threw a book at him during an argument, police in Perry County, Pennsylvania said. CBS affiliate WHP reported that Douglas Snyder shot and offlined Samantha Lynn Fields after the two got into an argument inside their Rye Township home on Sunday. Pennsylvania State Police said, according to the TV station, that Snyder called 911 on Monday at around 10:30 a.m. to report a shooting at his home on New Valley Road. He reportedly told dispatchers that the shooting had happened the night before. WHP reported that troopers found a woman deleted on the floor when they arrived. He told investigators, quote unquote, "I guess I shot her by accident. And I, honest to God, did not just shoot my wife." Investigators spoke to Snyder and Fields' son, who said his parents were alone in the home when he went to bed on Sunday night. The TV station reported, citing police, that the boy saw his mom's carcass on the floor when he woke up. State police said Snyder left the house for 13 hours after shooting his wife, leaving their son alone in the home. In another interview with investigators, WHP reported that Snyder said he and his wife got into an argument and she threw a book at him. Quote unquote, "I was pissed. I turned around, snapped, and shot her," Snyder told investigators, according to court documents obtained by the TV station. Snyder faced a list of charges, including termination and endangering the welfare of children. He was reportedly denied bond and remains in the Perry County prison. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, as you know, as society loves to try to cover up, women are responsible for the vast majority of non-reciprocal domestic violation. Yeah. And women have no problems introducing a weapon into the equation. Now, when you go to what this man said, he was pissed. He turned around, which means when she threw that book at him, his back was turned. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, she threw a sneak attack. And that was enough to set him off. However, that right there lets you know that was not the first time that she threw something at him. Remember, gentlemen, women will only do something that they're comfortable with if you let them get away with it any time in the past. When women get mouthy, that means you've let them get away with it. You've brushed it off. You've accepted her excuses. When women decide to put hands on men, once again, you've decided, you know what? I'm going to accept her excuse. I'm going to restrain myself like society taught me to be, like a good little boy. You remember, gentlemen, we men have been trained since young boys. Never put our hands on a female, no matter what. And there are far, far too many men who are lying in the grave because they refused to defend themselves against aggressive women. See, women love to use that. Well, you should never put your hands on a woman, no matter what. Oh my God, I'm a female. You can't do that. Yeah, but they have no problems putting their hands on men first. But yet, society has no problems punishing men who defend themselves against violent women. However, there are a lot of channels out there, mine included, that are showing that men are now breaking the chains of restraint. Women wanted equality, and now there are more men out there that are giving them said equality. Yes, gentlemen, the knuckle sandwich of equality is being handed out left and right. There are so many videos of men who are firing back on violent women. And every time I see one, yes, I stand and applaud. Yeah, because I know, I tell y'all, look, I ain't shit. So yeah, when women get their teeth knocked down their throat, yes, I stand and applaud. Because to me, that's one of the greatest things ever. If you go back in history, there was a woman who came onto Kevin Samuels' platform talking about she put her hands on men. And he straight up told her the truth. The reason why you get away with it is because you have not met the right one. You haven't. You've not met the right man who, if you put your hands on him, he gonna knock your teeth down your throat. And far too many women continue to get away with that nonsense. But like I said, men are firing back. Yep. See, I'm not a fence sitter in this topic. I am firmly on the side of men who say, you know what? You put hands on me, I'm going to give you that equality knuckle sandwich. Yep. 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 What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? But I tell you this, ladies, you're going to run into the right one. And when you do, oh yeah. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. I'm going to give this a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid had to see the carcass, so I'm going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 20. So Douglas Deadshot Snyder gets a score of 85. Gentlemen, you have to do this. If a woman that you're in a relationship with gets violent and she decides she wants to pick something up, you have to end that relationship. You have to. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Because I'm going to circle back to a point that I made. There are far too many men who've lost their lives because they refused to defend themselves against a violent woman that was attacking them with something. Yeah. You've gotten to the point now that women have no problems pulling guns on men. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, gentlemen, if you're in a relationship and she picks up something during an argument, end it. Doesn't matter if you're in a house together or what. You pack your stuff, you walk out that damn door, never to return. And put those people into her life, i.e. call the damn cops. If you're not going to go upside her head, then you better put the police in her life. You have to. Either way, she must face consequences. Either you could issue the consequence or let the people introduce the consequence. Because you know good and damn well, if you go upside her head, you know she's going to call the police on you. But unfortunately, far too many men throughout history have let women get away with abusing them, physically abusing them. But oh no, we don't want to call the police on these women because we don't want these women to suffer. Nah. To hell with that nonsense. And if the police give you any trouble saying, oh my God, you can't control your woman, be prepared to sue them as well. Yeah. This day of we're not going to, you know, let women suffer or we're going to make excuses for their behavior. Now, those days are over. Violent women need to be dealt with. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who continue to believe that just because you have not met the right man or you've not pushed your man far enough, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think this society allows you to have to where you believe that you can be physically violent toward men and men are supposed to just continue to restrain themselves, that is going out. The Duluth model and feminism, which you hide behind as your sword slash shield that continues to believe that you can be violent to men with no consequences, that's going to go out right along with it. Because ladies, we are in an entirely new environment. For far too long, you said men and women are equal. So guess what? Men are now treating you as equals. Some men are going to put hands back onto you. And they're not going to hold back. Some men are going to put those policemen in your life. Either way, I'm fine with either outcome. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.